Jess in with you this morning, and for our regular chat, New South Wales Opposition Leader Jodie McKay joins me this morning. Jodie, happy Monday.
Thank you, Jess. I'm looking forward to the week, and of course, the next, 5 or 6 weeks of this by-election.
And it's going to be a big week. We're hearing that maybe Labor might be announcing their candidate this week for the Upper Hunter by-election.
Yes, scoop for you. I can confirm that we'll be announcing our candidate tomorrow. So I'm heading up to Muswellbrook tonight, and we're planning on doing it tomorrow morning.
Excellent. And of course, the candidates are slowly starting to come out now. This morning we've heard for Shooters, Fishers and Farmers, Sue Gilroy will be running. Of course, we've got the Nationals candidate there as well, an independent or two maybe, if Stuart Bonds, formerly One Nation, joins the race.
Yeah, but I think the wonderful thing about democracy in New South Wales is that, you know, anyone can put up their hands and run for a seat that they feel passionate about. You know, I was interested, though, to see the way the Nationals did it last week, because obviously John Barilaro was backing Sue Moore, and that all went awry when he had 22 people in a room who didn't support her. So, you know, it's an interesting time, I think, that we all face, but... You know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm obviously going to be spending a lot of time in the Upper Hunter. But as you know, I've been doing that anyway. So, I mean, when I started all my visits up there, I did it because I feel passionate about the region. I actually didn't know that we would be going to a by-election. So, you know, today will be, I think, my fourth or fifth time this year.
And it's diverse in a different way to your electorate in Sydney, which I always find so interesting. On the weekends and even through the week, you're always going to an interesting event like Greek Independence Day over the weekend.
Yeah, look, it's very different. I mean, when I had the seat of Newcastle, you know, there were obviously a lot of sort of community issues that we worked through. But my electorate now of Strathfield is very multicultural. So even just, you know, in the last couple of days, I've been to a Jordanian event for HSC students, a Malayali event, which is a state in India. We had our final Greek Independence Day in Burwood, which is my electorate. But it's a very different electorate to what I represented in the Hunter. But I have to say, you know, for me, it's about celebrating that diversity. But I'm also, don't forget, the first Labor leader in, you know, as long as anyone can remember, that actually has a rural regional background as well. So, you know, that I think has put me in a good position as Labor leader. But you know, I think everyone knows that I have a very fond spot for the Hunter.
Yes. And lastly this morning, I do want to mention as well and have a bit of a chat about youth unemployment. The last sort of figures that I have from the Hunter Business Chamber were from February. In Newcastle, Lake Macquarie, we saw youth unemployment drop from 20.6% to 5.8%. And for the rest of the Hunter Valley, which includes the Upper Hunter, those figures rose from 6.7% to 9.7%.
Yeah, and in some parts of the valley, you know, it's up around 10-12%. And I think this is part of what, you know, people in the Upper Hunter need to ask of candidates. How are they going to fix this? You know, we have been pushing for New South Wales Made. We want to see, I mean, I remember, Jess, when things were made in the Hunter. You know, we saw the Tangaras and, you know, roll off the tracks at Ginnin, and we had the ferries made at Four Jacks, and companies in Singleton and Muswellbrook and in the Upper Hunter, you know, they worked on those. And I would love to think that we could get back to that instead of all these jobs that the National Party and the Liberal Party have offshored. So if you're going to create jobs, you've got to look at, you know, how government intervenes in that and uses the funding that government has, which is the billions of dollars in transport projects that have been offshored. But I also think if you're going to deal with youth unemployment in a serious way, you've got to have a really robust TAFE system, which is why, as you know, we've been fighting for SCOAN TAFE. It has been solved, but we need to also make sure that we protect and grow Singleton and Muswellbrook. And it's really interesting, just because we've been up there so much, and we had our community meeting when I was up there a week or so ago, Jihad Dib, who's our shadow minister, has challenged the minister to a debate on TAFE. So the minister is Jeff Lee, and he's gone into hiding. So, you know, we want to know, he puts certain things forward, we counter those, you know, we've got leaked documents, we've got documents that we've used the parliament to secure. So I think, you know, Jeff Lee needs to come out of hiding, and in this by-election he needs to front the people of SCOAN in particular, and he needs to provide an answer to why that campus was sold and why the proceeds from that are actually going, you know, to TAFE colleges supposedly in Belmont and Newcastle.
It will be interesting to see when that money from the sale starts to go out to TAFE sites. You mentioned Newcastle and Belmont. It is also supposed to be going to Muswellbrook and to the Scone CLC as well.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think anyone believes that. I think, you know, we've always supported a CLC in an area that doesn't have a TAFE, but what the government is doing, and we've seen this in particular in Scone, is that they build a CLC, which, you know, is an internet cafe. It doesn't actually allow any practical application, and so with the sale of Scone campus, that sort of ability to do practical work has just disappeared. There's no other site. So a CLC is fine in a town where there is no TAFE, but you cannot replace TAFE with an internet cafe, and that's what happened there. And, you know, we are very concerned about what the government's plans are about Singleton and Muswellbrook. So we're going to keep pushing that. But I think it's fair for the community to ask the minister to actually front up and explain what happened and answer some, you know, really concerning questions.
Well, I'm sure TAFE is going to be one of the big issues in this by-election. Jodie, we'll see you
I think it's jobs. It's jobs. Yeah. Yes, it's jobs.
And there's so many things to be.
That's the issue. You mentioned youth unemployment. It's all about jobs. It's making sure that young people have an opportunity. I had to leave town 30 years ago, had to leave my hometown of Gloucester 30 years ago to get a job. That's still the case. How is that acceptable? Mm. So, you know, we want to create jobs and we want to protect those jobs that are there.
Yeah. Well, Jodie, we will be seeing you in Muswellbrook for that candidate announcement tomorrow. Again, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Yeah, well, I'll be out and about in Muswellbrook tonight as well. So I look forward to seeing everyone.
Head to the Royal.
Okay, all right, I'll take you up on that.